Welcome to Afyam Yerusham. You're holding in Brachas Daf from Dalad in the Ohiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. The Gemara says in the second line, Chassidim Arishayim Yerushayim Shohachas. The Chassidim Arishayim, before davening, they waited an hour to get ready for davening. Umisporlim Shoh, then they daven for an hour. V'Shohim Shohachas Lachet Filosom. And then they used to wait an hour after davening. And they did that for three davenings a day. That's 9 hours out of the day. Says the Gemara, Emosai oiskim batoiro, Emosai oiskim melochtom. When did they have time to learn? When did they have time to work? Omrav Yitzchok b'Avinozor, Eladei shayu chasidim, Hoiso brocho niseres b'terosom, Ubrocho niseres b'melachtom. They were chasidim, they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had special brocho for the Torah to grow, and a special bracha for the business to grow. Rav Chuda Omar, Amispal Achoyu Beis HaKnesses, a person who davens behind shul, Rashi Tosis argue, what does it mean exactly behind? But it means the other direction of what the tzibur is davening. Nikor Rasha, Shneimar Soviv Rishoyim Misalochun. The Rishoyim, they go around, they're not in the shul with everybody else. Rav Chuda Omar, Kol Misheinu Nichnas Beis HaKnesses Boilom Hazeh. Someone who doesn't have an shul in this world, meaning you not go to shul, matam soviv rishoyim yisalochun. It's a future tense, not yisalochun. In the future, they won't go. Someone who davens in home, it's such a great thing. It's as if he put a wall of metal around their home to protect the home. Says the Gemara, Machlepas Shitosu de Rabbi Yochanan. Achor, that doesn't work with another Rabbi Yochanan. Tavon Omer Abba Omer Abchiel B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Tzorech Lo'odom Nispalel B'mokom Shem Yuchod L'Tfilo. Prison needs to daven in a place which is Yuchod V'Tfilo, meaning a shul, not to daven in home. V'choy Omer Achen, and here he says that he protects his home. Says the Gemara, Kan B'Yochid, Kan B'Tzibur. Meaning, if there is a Tzibur to daven in shul, so you should go daven in shul. But if there's no tzibur to daven in shul, then he should daven in home and protect his home. Says the Gemara, Pinchas Hashem Rishayo, Mispal Beis HaKnesses, Keilu Makriv Mincha Tehoiro. Someone davens in shul as if he brings a pure mincha. Matam, what's the source? Kasher Yaviu Bnei Yisrael Samincha Bekli Tohor. Meaning bring a mincha in a pure vessel. Beis Hashem. It needs to be in the house of Hashem. Reb Chaim explains, that this man Dharma holds that even when a person is davening b'yichidus, even when he's davening alone, he should daven in shul. Rav Yirmiyahu b'Shem Ravo, it says in the pasuk, "Tirshu Hashem b'himotzoi." You should daven Hashem where he is around. Eichan u'motzoi, where is he motzoi? Bebatei k'nisiyoi subotei midroshos, in shul and in mizbeach. Kiru b'yisoi koyim, call him in a place where he's close. Eichan u'koyim, where is that? But the Knesset is about the Midrashers and Shulam is Spanish. So here also seems that even an individual davening alone should daven in Shul. Omar Yitzchok b'Ablozer v'lo yoid ela she'elokeyim oimed al gavon. Someone davens in Shul, Hashem is as if standing on them. My time elokeyim nitzav be'adas kel be'kerav elokeyim yishpoit. So the riot from the first part. Where people daven. Person goes into shul, meaning he should not stand next to the door, but he should go inside the size of two doors to show he doesn't want to just run out. Matam, what's the source? Says l'soisai, plural. Not one door. Then the Hemshech HaPasuk says, V'lishmoy mezuzois psochai. So the Gemara Darshins, mezuzois v'loy mezuzas. Two doors, not one. Imosaken maksiv tamon, what it says over there, kimoitzi motzochayim. Someone who finds me, finds life, that's the proper way to connect to Hashem. Rav Chuna Omar, zeshu oilech lebeis HaKnesses. A person who is going to shul tzoch la'akel l'shraklov. He needs to make his feet light, meaning he has to run to shul. Matam what's the source? V'neido v'nir defol das Hashem. We should run to get close to Hashem, to know Hashem. Because when he leaves the shul, tzoch la'alech kimo, he should go slowly. Matam ki hatotza adai tispor. You count my steps. In other words, you should show that it's hard for him to leave shul. Oma b'yichonon bris kusu. There is a bris, a covenant. Hayageh talmud beis hakneses. Someone who learns in shul. Lo b'mehiro mishakeach. He's not going to forget so quickly. Shul is a big schus to remember your learning. Oma b'yichonon antiyonto. Coming from anosois. Bris kusuhi. There's another covenant. Hayageh talmud beitzino. Someone who's learning quietly, alone. He won't forget so fast. Matam v'tatznuim chachma. Someone who's tznua, he gets chachma. Another bris. Learning hagada from the sefer. He won't forget so fast. Someone who comes to think and learning, to try to understand what he's learning very, very well. He won't forget so easily. Matam, what's the source? So the Mara Puldo says that this pasuk is for the last two statements, learning inside and learning with understanding. Because it says, Pentishkach asadvorim asheroi einecho. So according to Mara Puldo, seeing in a book, looking at a sefer inside, that's roi einecho, and trying to understand is another expression of roi einecho, that he's actually seeing and understanding what he's learning. A person who sees a difficult, a bad dream, he should say the following tefillah. Returning the page of Dundal and Mubais. All the dreams I dreamt. This night or a different night. If I dreamed it myself. If others dream about me. If they're good dreams. You should be fulfilled for good. In other words, if it's a bad dream, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the me'amor that were very bitter. Lemesika made them sweet. And by Yericho Elisha made it sweet as well. He turned Bilam's claw to a brocho. That's how you're going to turn all the bad dreams to be good dreams. Whatever others thought and dream about me for good, so then it will be all the shyness of things that are good. And then we bring a few psukim, turning bad into good. You turn my hesped, my mourning, to simcha, pitakta segi, v'tazrei simcha, you took away my sack, it brought me happiness. L'mari zemechoch avoid v'lo yidoyim, Hashem elokai lo ilom adeko, kavod refers to neshama, that will praise you Hashem, I'll always say thank you to you Hashem. Lo yavo Hashem lokecha lishmoy al bilom, v'afor Hashem lokecha lecho es haklolo livracho. Because Bogu turned around the klolo of bilom to bracho. Ki haifcho Hashem lokecha, because Hashem loves you. Then another pasuk, astismach besulo b'mochoil, that the girls, the besulois, will dance, ubachorim v'skenim yachtov, they'll all be happy, v'hafachti evel, m'sosach k'shbo will turn around their mourning to happiness, v'nichantim v'simachtim yegunam, I will comfort them and cause their sorrow to turn to happiness, meaning bringing psukim of hafichov, turning things around, in order to turn the bad dream into a good dream. The Gemara goes on and says, the Mishnah said, "Afilu Melech Shoyel B'Shloim or Lo Yishiven." Even if a king says hello, he should not say answer back. Omar Lacho Hado Dat Omar B'Malchi Yisrael. That's Davka Jewish kings. Avil Malchi Umasoyilom Meishiv Shel Hashon. If it's a goy, you should answer. It's a Koras Nefashos. Tanya Yakoisev is Hashem. Afilu Melech Shoyel B'Shloim or Lo Yishiven. A person is writing the name of Hashem. He should not stop in the middle. And if a king says hello, he should not answer. If he's writing two or three names of Hashem, kegon keil Elokim Hashem, harayze gormes echomem, writes one of them, umeishiv shel Hashem, and then he can answer between the names. Rav Yosef Kori kame knishto debovil betzipoyim. Rav Yochanan was saying Shema in front of the shul of Tzipoyim. Over a koino velikom lemikanoi, came a type of king, and he did not get up. So the slaves wanted to come and kill Rabbi Yochanan. Omar loin arfunyo. He said, leave him alone. Benimusa de bir yehu osik. He's busy with the nimusim, with the proper actions in front of his creator. They were going in front of this type of king, type of struggle. Chamosun, he saw them. He got up in front of them. So his slaves told this king, getting up for these Jews. I see a face of malochim. Another type of royalty. Ben Toichon, please go on Toichon. Chamsun, he saw them coming, got up in front of them. Amun Leis, so his slave told him, Min Kamein Elim Yudoy at Koim Lok, getting up in front of these Jews. Amun Leis, a pain in the ani, these faces, Anachazi Bekarvo Venotzach. I see them in my wars, and that's how I win. And as the Charedi points out, we have a similar story in the Babli regarding Shimon HaTzadik. Rabbi Avoyin Al Kamein Melchuso. Everyone came in front of the king. Kinofik hofach kedal. When he went back, when he went left the room, he turned around. He had his neck towards the king. Osun bayin miktaluni. They wanted to kill him. Chamon treizi kukin the nur nafka mikadlei. They saw two sparks of light, of fire, coming out of his neck. Fish of course they left him. Lekayem Hashem are all these stories that mikay in the following pasuk. Veru kol ame aretz ki Hashem Hashem nikro alecho fiyori meko. Everybody will see the name of Hashem on you, and they will fear you. Meaning even spirits, even shadim will see this Shem Hashem, will be afraid of you. They were going in a big road. They said, Shalom, you have a lot of shalom to you. Shalom Rav. Amrin, afilu Torah chaveirus, or Torah brius, according to Rav Chaim, ain aleinu lero. Even the most chashev goyim, they don't look at us in a bad way. They're giving us shalom aleichem in a nice way. Rishlogish minhoga b'raisa sagin. When he used to be me'ayin learning, have nofik le'debar mitchum mitshabbat. He used to go out of the tchum in Shabbos. Fe'ulo yada, he didn't realize. The kayem hashinemar be'avoso tish getomit. He's busy with the love of Torah. He's immersed in it so much, he doesn't realize where he is. When he would be me'ayin and Torah a lot, have a gul se shor minei. His clothing, meaning his upper coat, fell off him. I didn't realize that it fell off. Again, he is immersed in learning. He would be learning Torah b'iyun, have a gul se shor minei, and his clothing fell off him. And a snake would be there guarding the talis that nobody should take it away. Rabbi Aguldoch Shriya. His Talmid told him, your guldoch, your upper coat fell. Don't you see the snake was called a rosho guarding it? I mean, there's nothing to worry about. Even though it fell, there's somebody guarding it. There's a nochash guarding it. And there's nothing to worry. He's going to come pick it up later. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Nun Dalet.